But if he picks up away, that's...
Yeah, right?
You're a punk.
Up usually by mocking the bully.
Montag lieben, Klausen, Globen.
My name is Everett, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by MPAC, presenting Lori Anderson in a talk featuring her newest major stage work, ARC, on Thursday, August 29th at 6 p.m. on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. More information can be found at mpac.rpi.edu.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Friedman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Friedman Gallery.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM WGXC Acra Radio for open ears.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Ain't nothing like a gospel song. I want to hear it all day long. Something about that amazing grace, sound of praise, makes my troubles not seem so strong. Oh, let me hear my heart set free. Hold it up into a melody. Let me hear him saying, play it again, play it again. Ain't nothing like a gospel song. Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, hallelujah. And we've got the music. Yes, we do. For the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's how we roll. Ah, beloved, want to share. Hey, before we get to that, let me talk about this. The DNC convention on last week. Okay, were they winning or what? I was so blessed. Hallelujah. The diversity, the inclusivity, the multiculturalism, intergenerationalism, man-made barriers and divides in politics and religion, academics and socioeconomic status overcome for 4 days. What a nation this would be if we could fight, work, win this for every day, for our families, for our legacy. Amen. Just one. Winning. I just enjoyed it. I loved it. I spoke to some people who, you know, saw parts of it, and some who didn't watch at all. But hey, I think on YouTube you can still stream it and get a little bit of that joy. We got joy for you right here, right now. Yes, we do. We got 7 songs back to back. Music for the message that meets the mind, the heart, and the soul takes us a little bit higher. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here with our legacy of music for the mind, the body, the soul. We call it gospel. Ain't nothing like a gospel song. And now you know. We have the Walls Group Project, Now I Know, The Story I'll Tell, Naomi Raines, Don't Stop Praying, Matthew West, I Remember, Travis Green and Forward City, My Response, Phil Thompson, Grateful, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Have Your Way, J.J. Hairston featuring Benita Jones, and after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Now I Know, The Story I'll Tell, Don't Stop Praying. I Remember, My Response is Grateful, God, Have Your Way. And so, beloved, here we go. Let the music play.
the years. I look on this moment and see your hand on it and know you were here. And I'll testify of the battles you've won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough. And I'll testify of the season we've crossed, the waters you parted, the ways that I've walked, singing, oh.
How you were my portion when there wasn't any. the waters you parted, the waves that I walked, singing, oh, 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 my God did not fail, never ever fail me, oh. Testimony. Oh, 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 I know it is well. Oh, 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 that's the story I'll tell. It's the story.
What's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why, and you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing, 'cause mountains move with just a little faith, and your Father's heard every single. Saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why, and you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for his power revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. No, don't stop praying for the kingdom come. Don't stop praying that his will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't
Take this breath. Think of me. These were the words you spoke to me. So whenever I'm lonely, I won't forget. I remember what you say.
You have rescued my life.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and elsewhere. WGXC.org online all the time, anytime. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful, just to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart are the
You to be magnified, and we want you to have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way in us tonight, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Have your way. Have your way. I could go on and on and on with that one, beloved, because God's way is always good for me. I tell you the truth. You know, I've tried to do it my way. I've tried to do it man's way. I've tried to do it the way folks said I needed to do it or should do it and what would happen if I didn't do it. But praise be to God, I have found God's way works for me. Amen. Listen, beloved, I am so glad to be back. Praise the Lord. We had a little attack. The enemy didn't want us to share what was on my mind and my heart. I believe a download from the Lord. He stirs up, you know, within our mind, our imagination, our divine mind, things that we might not otherwise think about, even consider, right? Or know. So let me just get into it. Okay. Now, this is a little bit late because, you know, we had the conventions finishing this week and last week rather, and that was just something wonderful, as I said at the top of the hour, to me. But I gotta go back a little bit, go back to the 2024 Paris Olympics. I'm titling this "What I Learned from the Olympics: Missing the Point Part 2." Missing the point. It seems that that's something that we have to pay attention to, the points that are being made in our culture, in our world, in our time. All right. So in the Paris Olympics, beloved, the sponsors for the opening and closing ceremonies made statements to assure people who called the over-the-top declarations of pagan deity worship to call them out for that, insisting that it was a brilliant idea. But in the spirit of the Judeo-Christian sacred text, I could find nothing to prove the protesters of these ceremonies wrong. While it's been decades since I've read the Quran, the Torah, the Bhagavad Gita, there's nothing in those texts I recall that proves the protesters wrong either. In fact, very early on in the Holy Bible, God's basic instructions before leaving earth, God makes two things perfectly clear: that there are many gods, and that he, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Jehovah, is the God of all gods. No offense intended to the Greeks or the Romans or the French or any other people or people groups who interpret the revelations of God and construct mythologies of Zeus or his Roman counterpart Jupiter. But I read in my Bible in Exodus chapter 30 and chapter 34, verse 12 to 17, "Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be a snare in the midst of you. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, cut down their groves, for you shall worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they make you go after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and call you to eat and take of their sacrifices, whoring after other gods. You shall make no molten gods." The 2024 Olympics featured several nods to ancient pagan deities, particularly in the opening ceremony. One of the most prominent was the depiction of the Dionysius, the Greek god of wine, fertility, and revelry, which is translated in French, rebellion. The scene that was depicted, we are told, was a Bacchanalian rite that is associated with Dionysius. The scene, amen, the Bacchanalian rite scene, was depicting Roman festivals of the Roman god of wine, and the rites that were known as Bacchanalia were characterized by ecstatic, frenzied celebrations that included dancing, singing, and rituals involving wine. The rituals were believed to be wild and uninhabited, allowing participants to quote unquote temporarily escape the boundaries of normal societal and behavior and indulge in acts of intoxication and what was considered immoral behavior. The Roman Senate, due to the unrestrained nature of the rites, put an end to the public rituals in 186 BCE, before the Christian era. in a decree known as the Senatus Consultum De Bacchanalibus. In 396 AD, or 93 AD rather, Roman Emperor Theodosius banned the games. He banned the games because of their association with pagan rituals and pagan religious ceremonies. Banning the Olympics, he sought to eradicate practices like pagan worship and ceremonial sacrifices and offering to lesser gods. Religious festivals that were rife with debauchery and lasciviousness, the misuse of the gift of sexuality and sexual intimacy. Theodosius aimed to align the public and the culture with the values of Christ. The ban remained for 1,500 years, beloved, 15 centuries, until 1896, in the dawn of the 20th century, when a French educator, a sports enthusiast, founded the International Olympic Committee, which organized the first modern Olympics in Athens. The modern Olympics continued the tradition of lighting the Olympic flame, a ritual rooted in ancient Greek worship of the sun god Apollo. The flame is lit in Olympia, Greece, and then transported into the host city. The references are part of a broader effort to celebrate the historical and cultural origins of the Olympics, which were deeply intertwined with pagan rituals. Ah, beloved, for this and many other reasons of pagan deity and pagan worship entwined into the 2024 Olympics, people protested. There was backlash, even as the closing ceremony was filled with pagan imagery. So here is why the ceremonies were problematic from a Judeo-Christian biblical worldview. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, God says, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me." In Deuteronomy 4 and 28, it says that some people will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot eat or see or smell. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 24, "Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God." The passage refers to the prophets of Baal calling upon their God, implying that Baal is a recognized deity. But God of Elisha consumed that altar. In Psalm 96 and verse 5, it says, "For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." So God often refers to the existence of other gods. That's not the problem. The problem is the worship of other gods. The problem is trying to present worship as to desensitize us that this is really something that God tells us not to do. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 5, verse 6, it says, "Even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God." So, beloved, as the host of the 2024 Olympics, France had the free right and reign to organize the Olympics as they deemed proper and authentic. However, if the goal was to promote unity and peace, they missed the point. They missed the point. And beloved, as we who are viewers and we who are believers and we who want to bless the Lord and love on the Lord for his goodness and grace unto us, watch these things. Let us not be so easily misled or even insensitive to the offense. All right. In the word of God, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 1, I'm going to be wrapping it up real quick right here because I'm running out of time. It says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Ah, beloved, and the time is come. The return of pagan worship, the return on the world stage, the declaration that is back, all right? But hallelujah, the word of God didn't go nowhere. The word of God still speaks, and the word of God is still, amen, our anchor. In 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 9, the Lord tells us that we are a chosen people, beloved. Hallelujah, that we are God's own people. You are a chosen generation. This our generation, this Christian Judeo era, we are chosen by God to be royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth the grace of God, the praises of him who has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Ha, and beloved, there was a time in the past, amen, where people were not calling on God. But God in mercy, we have obtained the mercy to be able to call on the name of the Lord. Lord, we need you. Yes, God, we need you. And we pray, God, you have your way. We're not ignorant of the adversary's devices, and we know what time it is. But we decree that you are still Yahweh on the throne, that you are still God of all God, Lord of all lords, King of all kings. The word of God tells us in the book of Revelation, they shall make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, he is King of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Beloved, this is my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't miss the point. All right, don't miss the point. We got the music, yes we do, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And right now I want to share a little bit more with you from Marvin Sapp, Bishop Marvin Sapp. And I say thank you for it all, God. Thank you, Father, for looking beyond our faults and seeing us in our need. Thank you, Father, for blessing us the way that you do. Thank you, God, for being God in the midst of us.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am. That you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
Thank you for it all, God. Thank you for it all. Thank you for the opportunity to be with your beloveds over the airways and to decree and declare that, Jesus, you are the Lord. Yes, I believe, I believe, I believe. Listen, beloved, there are some things that are happening in the area. If you're in the Columbia County, Mid-Hudson Valley area, Capital Region area, you might want to know about these things. September 7th, the Hudson Family Reunion at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. We want you to know about that. Can check out the Hudson website for that information. September 15th, God Belongs in Our County, Back to Church, Back to School Picnic at the Greenport Town Park. And that's at 2 o'clock p.m. on Jocelyn Boulevard here in town of Greenport in Hudson, New York. Saturday, September 21st, the Columbia County March for Jesus steps off at the 7th Street Park and Church Revival down at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. We'll give you more information on that next week. But listen, if you want more information about Overcoming Ministries, how to connect, submit a prayer request, check out our new website at www.omichurch.com. We got information about Overcomers, information about God Belong in Our County. And we're working on our God Belong in Our County Facebook page so that we can invite you, members of the body of Christ, to share what you're doing all around the area. All right. Listen, beloved, my closing prayer, and I pray for you, is that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere, and you will not quit in the dip. Hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always there and the sun is always shining. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to all you August babies, and praying for you who don't yet know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and friend, that you will ask him to come on in. I believe that he will answer your prayer. Till we meet or speak again, God bless you, God keep you, and remember never to forget, God loves you. We're going to get ready to get on out of here. We got one little minute for another tune for you. Hallelujah. Brother Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, When We Speak Your Name. Yes, beloved. Have a great week. Speak the name of Jesus.
When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name,